You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
My mother, she wants me to tell y'all that I just got married, and I think you need to clap for me because it's been a long, hard journey. Because that used to be my ministry bitter party of one. But single girls, where are my single girls? Clap for me. I'm still with you. I'm still with you. I did not mean to sell out and go to the dark side, okay? But the force was so strong. The force is my mother, okay?
This girl is nuts. There's no other way to describe her. Seriously, maybe you've seen her acting on television or film, doing her stand-up act in clubs, or maybe you've seen her on The Tonight Show or Comedy Central or Lifetime, Fox, ABC. Who cares? Really, who cares? Because she's actually on our show today, and it's Carrie Pomeroli. Pomeroli.
Be healed, Drew. You can
do it. Oh, man. What is that, like an ethnic thing there? Is that Italian?
It's Italian. It's very good in the right. East Coast. I get a lot of free stuff.
A lot of free stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because, you know, being Italian, there's perks. We're very in right now.
It's very trendy. Very, very trendy.
It's like being Christian in Hollywood. We're like the new Kabbalah. Like, we're very hot right now. You guys, I'm so excited to be talking to you in Canada because all my imaginary internet boyfriends were always from Canada.
Really?
Imaginary internet boyfriends.
Like, when you would go away for summer break, like, that one kid would come back and he'd be like, my girlfriend's a model and she's from Canada. Like, all the hot people were always from Canada. Like, in seventh grade, we're like, let me see a picture. And you'd have some, like, modeling picture. All the hot people were always from Canada.
Yeah,
that's right. They've all moved south.
Yeah, hold on. You got Silicon Valley down there, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know. I guess you guys are just different breed of hot.
Okay. All right.
All
well,
natural.
You know,
silicone freezes up here.
All natural.
Oh, man, we are having way too much fun here. Now, listen, Carrie, who are you? Seriously, who are you?
I'm a Scorpio. I like long walks on the beach.
Now I recognize you.
You remember me.
I was your boyfriend on the internet.
Right. But do you like pina coladas?
I'm on eHarmony. What?
Do you like pina coladas?
Yes, and long and taking walks in the sand.
That's it.
Getting caught in the rain.
Getting caught in the rain.
One of my profiles. If you're not into yoga and you like
have half a brain,
health food,
must
love dogs.
I'm old enough to remember that song. You're giving away my age.
Well, listen. Why are you funny? I mean, seriously.
Why am I on your show? Because I have a lot of issues. I mean, prayer requests, and that's yes. You know, we need to talk about it.
The PC way
of
saying it.
My mom always said it's not gossip if your head is bowed. So
there you go.
Or if you just tell two people. So I'm just saying, boys, I can't afford the therapy, so I do comedy, and it's cheaper.
It is. It's much cheaper. You know, I was just talking to Mark Lowry, and I asked him about his dysfunctionality, because most comedians come from some kind of screwed-up family.
So screwed up.
Yeah.
And radio people, yeah.
Hey, easy now.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your baggage, Carrie? Tell me about
Let's just start with Barbara. I mean, seriously. I mean, you have a Southern mother whose, like, goal was to get me married off at, like, 11 and a half, and then it didn't happen until I was 30. Like, that's a lot of issues. There's a lot of pressure there. In the South, they would have, like, the voodoo prayer circles to cast out the demons that were keeping me single.
Grab onto the snake, see if it bites you.
Yeah,
that
and feeling. I was like, Mother, the demons are called taste and standards.
Yeah,
So, you know, and you have an Italian father who tells all the waitresses that, the you know, that we're in the witness protection program, so we get free breakfast at the Waffle House. And so, like, you know, and then I end up, the worst is I was praying for an investment banker, and then I married a Korean comedian.
Yeah, well,
and, like, our dental plan is chew on the other side. So, like, that is, like, so wrong. And God is just up there laughing. And he's like, ha-ha, watch this, you know. If you don't think he has a sense of humor, like, look at my life.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, what's...
I know. I wanted a baker so bad, like, someone to support my trophy wife lifestyle. So
you
I
are...
could, like, submit to not going to work. Oh. But
you are a princess. Happy. You're a princess, aren't you?
Please, yes. Let's just own it. Come on.
Yeah.
Why lie?
Yeah.
I don't sweat. It goes against everything I stand for. yes. So, because I do comedy, because I don't, I, you guys, I'm doing my nails right now as I'm talking to you. I'm not going to lie.
You just got married.
I did. I crossed over. It's going to be, well, actually, I got married last April, so it's 1 year, this 2 weeks, and we're still married. And
congratulations.
Together.
Wow.
But that was scary, you guys, because no one told me there was going to be a man in my house, and he had, like, nowhere else to go. And so... He doesn't have a job. I don't have a job. We just, like, sit around and, like, fight over the internet all day. So that's what we do. I married a comedian, Ron McGee.
Now, Ron's not home right now, is he?
Yeah, he's home.
Is he?
Why, you want him on the phone?
I want a little dirt on you.
He's running to the phone. He's like, I heard my name. Pick up the phone, honey. Stop doing the chores.
I want some dirt on you. I want to get some blackmail stuff going here.
He's like, he wants, you know, I always do this when I do radio. We call him at, like, 6 a.m. and wake up and, like, scare him. Uh-oh, he's getting on the phone. I'm scared.
Is he on?
He's taking my pizza order.
Right, what is he doing?
I was telling him what kind of pizza I want for lunch.
Oh, come on, people.
She
is a princess. Holy.
Canada.
Hello, Canada.
Hey, Ron. How are you, man?
Somebody translate for me.
Oh, stop. You look so silly. Hey, listen, you are a funny guy as well, and you married a funny lady, and I'm anxious to find out how your kids turn out.
Oh boy.
Well, they can go to any college they want because they're going to be Korean, Irish, Italian, and they can check all the boxes.
Oh man, Ron, I want some dirt on Carrie. Give me some dirt.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. What do you want? Now I just have to say, did she tell you about the time that God healed her from leprosy?
Oh, you guys.
I'd like to hear about it.
I can't believe you're bringing that up. You've never told anyone in public.
Okay. Let's hear about this.
Oh, this is so bad.
Now Carrie did have an allergic reaction, and her lips had swelled up previously in February.
I look like Angelina Jolie, so we had to go to the doctor.
Right.
That's not so bad.
I look like bad collagen, but let's just cut to the chase. Last Saturday was a...
Hold on. Who's telling this story here?
Well, he takes forever. I'm the wife. I'm helping him out.
literally putting words in my mouth, taking them out of my mouth.
Yes.
I'm just getting to the leprosy part. We went to the ER last Saturday because we were bored, and I wanted to get shot up with Benadryl because I had an allergic reaction. Now Ron can tell you what happened.
Okay, got it. Go, Ron.
So she's got to take her medication. Now, she can't do that on an empty stomach, so we stop by. We get some bagels because it's very early in the morning, and they're very fresh. So we go back to the house. I go back into my pajamas. I'm laying down. She's talking to her mom on the phone. All of a sudden, I hear her freak out and go, oh, my gosh, there's sores forming on my hand. I can see them.
I had leprosy.
Before my eyes.
It was white sores.
White sores. But I got to go.
For sure.
And I said, let me see your shoes. And I know what it is. So just let's go.
I said, we have to go to the ER because I'm getting leprosy right now.
So we go out in the hallway, and I'm like, let me see your hand. Just let me see your hand. And she goes, okay, hold on. And she looks down, and she kind of rubs it, and then she licks it, and she goes, oh, it's cream cheese.
The Lord healed my leprosy and made it into cream cheese.
That's awesome.
I thought you maybe were going to break into a whole stigmata thing there or something, you know.
No, I really did have leprosy.
So the next
day, the
pastor is doing a sermon talking about the leper. And just facetiously, he goes, so, anyone ever have leprosy?
Oh, no way.
Preach it.
So I'm like,
testify.
I'm elbowing Carrie going, hey, why don't you raise your hand and tell them about how God turned your leprosy into cream cheese?
I know. So welcome to our life.
Man.
Welcome to our life.
Ron, thank you so much for just sharing that little tidbit with us. Go back to your chores, honey.
Sounds like my house.
Oh, man. Did you guys have any pre-marriage counseling? Anything?
Oh, we got kicked out of premarital. They were like, it was so bad. Like, they were like, we have to shoot one of them. We don't know who. Our premarital people, they were so scared of us getting married. Like, cause every time we go to premarital, we were like, okay, I've written a poem. It's called Broken Dreams. I would like to recite it right now. And
I found out that our premarital counselors had to get premarital
counseling. Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Like, when they're fasting for you, like, that's a bad sign.
That's not a good sign.
That's a really bad sign. And we don't fast, so they did. They fasted.
Especially if all your stuff turns into food.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm such a control freak.
You can't fast. I got a zit. No, it's a pepperoni.
Praise God.
Everything we do has to do with food. Like, we're such the buffet, like, grifters. We've been to, like, every buffet. And our other thing that we like to do for fun is we're timeshare grifters, and we go on the free timeshare tours.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that one. It was an hour and a half meeting. You got to listen to them. Yeah.
Do you guys do those in Canada? Because we will totally come right now. We get a free Vancouver like 3 days for $50 if you listen to their spiel. And Ron and I always go.
That's beautiful. Oh man, I'm sweating buckets here. Absolutely sweating. Did you have a nickname? Now, Ron, are you still on the phone?
I'm here just making sure that I'm not defamed too much.
Yeah.
We got your back, brother.
Did you guys have nicknames since you're going to stay on the phone, Ron? Did you have nicknames or what?
They're not biblical. We can't talk. When the cops come, that's when nicknames? We talk about the nicknames. But the question that we always get is, they're like, is it so fun in your house? Like, do you just laugh and, like, the angels wake you up? And we're like, yeah, that's so fun when, like, the neighbors call about the noise complaints and they're, like, chasing each other. They think that we, like, laugh all the time. And I'm like, it is not funny when he will not put his clothes on the porch because he wants to share closet. And that's not physical. That goes so wrong.
It's true. The Bible says two become one. So two have to live in one space. It's just crammed.
Oh, yeah, one of us needs a job is what happens.
So it's like more of the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome kind of thing. Two people enter, one woman wins.
Anything about marriage, I think that's so funny that marriage conferences are calling us now. We're like being their, you know, biblical entertainment wisdom.
My nephew goes, now that you've found the love of your life and you're married, Uncle Ron, what do you have to look forward to?
Oh.
The rapture.
If it can't be an example, be a warning.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm such a submissive Asian wife, you guys. You don't even know.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so, yes.
I think I'm the submissive Asian wife.
Mr. Eddie's father, I will get the laundry.
I wish it was that easy. I wish. Don't die. Don't let him lie to you.
I am dying here.
Canada.
I am dying here.
Wrong. Don't pick his side.
Listen, I want an... Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on a second. I'm having cheek spasms. All four of them. Can you share with us, we're going to ask our listeners after we get off the phone with you guys, we're going to ask our listeners about embarrassing moments because we got a bunch of free junk we got to hand away here. So can you share with us some embarrassing moments? Because I think they're the most funniest things in the world.
Oh, the cream cheese wasn't enough for you,
No, I want more, man. No, I want more.
You want more? Oh, yeah. Should I tell them the pain patches story?
Well, now that you've mentioned it.
Story.
Okay, go for it.
It's kind of bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad.
You might get kicked off.
Here
there,
we go.
No. If you've listened to any of our shows online, by the way, at drewmarshall.ca, if you have listened to any of our shows online, you will know that there has been plenty of reasons for people to kick us off the air.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this, and this is the first radio people that ever get to hear this story.
Okay, beautiful.
So we were married, and I was getting ready to go to this women's event, and I had this really hot little pink top on and these pink pants, and then I'm, like, looking good, right?
What was Ron wearing?
Who cares? Okay. Not about Ron.
He was wearing the same ensemble.
Stay with me.
A kimono.
So I was not used to having a man, like, in my house, and he looks at me, and he goes, you're not wearing that. I was like, what?
Excuse me?
And he's like, you're not wearing that. I'm like, are you talking to me? You know, and he's like, you can't wear that top. It's a little thin, you know, like revealing. And I'm like, well, I can't change it. I have a tank top underneath, but I wouldn't wear a bra because that'd be a bra strap showing, and that's not good. That's ugly.
It has a what underneath? A tin cup?
A tank top.
Tank top.
I heard tin cup. Yeah.
I'm saying that in the biblical sense is a little thin.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not changing. And he's like, you got to submit to me. I was like, you submit to this. What I did was, I remember back in my beauty pageant days, we had this trick that we used to do with Band-Aids, you know, with the swimsuit competition. So what I did was...
Band-Aids and tin cups. Where is this going?
So I'm just telling you this because this is all family. Ron's like, I'm going to go down in the car, and you submit to me, and you come out, and you be appropriate. So I got these big Band-Aids, and I just put them in the appropriate places. And I felt really good, and then I felt really proud of myself, and then I felt really hot, and then I was burning, and then I was screeching hot, and then I looked at the box of Band-Aids, and it said medicated menthol pain. I changed my shirt and I submitted to my husband.
Oh, man. I am dying.
That was the Lord speaking to you.
That was God, man. That was supernatural intervention.
That was like a I Love Lucy episode. Rob,
oh, yeah.
In your shirt. I was like, I don't care what you say.
That was your first taste of hot flashes or hell, one or the other.
That was menthol, which is really minty, you know.
Menthol pause.
Menthol pause. Menthol pause. Yeah, I'm like way too young for that.
Oh, man.
We're also available for bar mitzvahs. We can do marriage conferences. Just call us. We need the cash.
I want you guys at my funeral. Will you do my funeral?
I will totally. It might
I
be
will
soon.
Totally, because some of my jokes don't necessarily hit, so
yeah.
You need a moment of silence.
Yeah, Ron kills at funerals, literally.
Oh, I'm dying. Folks, we're on the phone with Carrie Pomeroli. No.
Got it.
Did I get it right?
Man, yes, you, my indentured servant, Ron McGee.
Can you change your last name, both of you, please?
Well, my name is McGee. Ron McGee, that's my acting name, but my real name has been legally changed to Ron Pomeroli.
Yeah, because I'm Oprah and he's Stedman.
Oh, man. All right, Ron, I want some more dirt on you now, okay? Since you've decided to stay on the line during your wife's interview.
Yeah, why you... Come on, I'm trying to sell my book here. I'm supposed to hawk my wares.
Ron, I want some embarrassing stuff from you, Ron. You know, just let's be humble, okay? Be a humble man.
Yeah, bring it, honey. Bring it.
embarrassing time for me.
Yeah, embarrassing time.
I would have to say, I don't know if embarrassing, I just remember there was a bit I used to do. This is more toward the beginning where I talked about people would come up and grab your glasses and go, oh, you're so blind, you can't see and everything. So I did that and I went on to say, oh, they took your contact lenses. They just come up and take your contact lenses out and, you know, just do all these things. They grab your hearing aid. And,
right.
And then I did the one where they grab your crutches and they go, oh, you're so lame. Oh, you know. And,
yeah.
I remember doing that joke. And
Hold on. Did you say crutches?
Crutches,
yes. Okay. And so I'm sitting there at the end of the show and they're coming out and this guy in crutches comes up and goes, you're real funny tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, like, man.
And I was like, yeah, that was the last night I ever did that joke.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, when I went back to do that church, he said, how come you lost the crutch joke? He was like,
you were healed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
Well, at least he wasn't offended, because I guess if he was offended, he would have felt like he got kicked in the crutch.
Oh, boy.
Drew.
That was
I would have run.
Yeah, run away.
That's when you wear the tin cup.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, okay, Ron, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that was really good, honey.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't put pain patches on my face.
It's a lot more painful.
I don't know.
Oh,
I was
man.
Wearing a really revealing bathing suit, and I...
Yeah. Hey, if I'm waiting on God, then what am I doing in a Christian chat
that's
room?
Right. Let's hawk my book, Drew. Come on.
Well, hold on, but you're married. This is all moot.
Dude, I was single when I wrote it. It took me 5 years. I wrote the book 7 years ago. Give me some credit.
Drew, don't get her angry. Remember, they're in the witness protection program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know. I had to get married sometime.
You lash out at me.
I needed the support and somebody to carry my luggage.
You have 66 chapters in this book.
Yeah, there's a lot of what
it's
not
like
to do in my
yeah.
book. There's a lot of what. Actually, Ron's in the book.
He is.
And he's actually one of the very last chapters, but we didn't, like, get serious, so I had to not use his real name. And then when we got married, I'm like, I'm putting your real name back in the book. But we didn't get married in the book or anything.
No.
But I had Canada boyfriends in that book, you know.
Really?
Imagine.
Oh, heck
Canada
yeah.
Boyfriends.
I met this guy named Rich, and he could be...
Oh, I know Rich.
Canada.
Oh, yeah. Rich.
Not Rich Prater.
Okay.
But he's in the book, too. I dated him, too. And then this woman at church said the Lord will reward you with riches one time in prayer, and I thought she meant that was the Canada guy from named Rich.
Right.
And the Canada guy blew me off, though, because he never moved to California. Like
who keeps pressing that button?
The phone? There's a button that goes every once in a while.
Oh, probably Ron. Ron, stop eating.
Hard to hold it. The drumstick always hits it.
Hey, Carrie, stay focused. I got to breathe. Okay, here we go. Carrie, please tell us about your book called If I'm Waiting on God, Then What Am I Doing in a Christian Chat Room?
It was a 66 chapters of what not to... Ron, stop hitting the phone. It was like 66 chapters of basically my craziness on the internet trying to find a man and all the married people that got married at 15 and they're like, I'm so glad I waited. What's your problem? You know? And so it was my answer to all the happy married people because I really don't like married people even now. And so it was just my like talk back book and singles everywhere needed to unite and know that Valentine's Day was really Black Tuesday. And so it was a very bitter memoir and it was an actual diary that got published. Like I wrote everything that happened to me on the internet, off the internet, on bad dates, off bad dates, everything. Everything, like good, bad, ugly, you know. And it wasn't a how to get a guy book. It was just sort of like, what's really going on out there with Christian women? And so that's what happened. And then all these men were like, I thought my girlfriend was crazy, and then I read your book, and I realized that she's way more normal than you.
Man.
So it's just sort of a talkback book for singles, and I've been doing really good. I'm excited about it.
Okay, so ideally, whose hands do you want this book to get in?
You know what? I would have said it was women, but now I would say singles, men and women, because all these men have been emailing me saying that they didn't understand how neurotic Christian women were.
Okay, okay, hold on.
Book.
Carrie, seriously. Look,
what?
Your picture's on the back cover. Of course they were emailing you. Well, what are you, nuts?
I email
you,
her,
Drew.
Too.
Yeah, that's how Ron and I met. we played Spin the Bottle to find our prayer partners, and then we
you too.
Yeah,
cool.
Really
you go to the Charismatic Church; they actually play Twister. It's, you know, it's
right.
Like,
after
yeah.
the communal wine
you know
bottle is empty, what do you do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we do our flag dancing, and it's good.
How many years were you single? Like dating single.
I started dating at 5 with Brandon Duck in kindergarten, right. And then I was single till I was 31.
All right, 31.
That's a lot of material, Drew.
Yeah, that's like 66 chapters worth, I think, right there.
I think I have a right to talk about it. But then now I go and teach seminars all around the world about being single, and they pay me. It's great.
Do they really?
And I tell them what not to do, and talk about waiting on God. Because I said, God, I'm going to give you a hiatus. I'm going to give you 3 months. And he's like, I'll take a year and a half. And so I had to really get out of the dating scene, but I was writing all that time, and I was really exploring, like, the internet, because everybody was doing the internet. Is that big over there?
Oh, yeah.
Dating? Dating internet? Is that? It's huge here.
Yeah, well, Gordo, you're a member of one of them, aren't you?
Oh, about, I think every site I'm
on. Gord is our terminally single male here.
Also known as Rich from Canada.
Yeah.
Do you do
eHarmony?
I tried eHarmony.
They didn't give me any matches, and they keep sending me these stupid emails that say, love takes time, send us $40, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't think there's a lot of books and tapes out there for singles that are really real and talking about, like, sometimes we sin and we get back up and God helps us out. And I kept writing all these marriage books, and I was like, I'm not married, so what am I supposed to do until then? And I'm a human being, so what is this boundaries thing? Is this a sports term? Like, I didn't hear about it in church.
2 minutes for looking so good.
Yeah. I know. Right? What's wrong with my halter top in the front row?
Was that your pickup line, Tim? 2 minutes for looking so good?
No, I heard this really brutal one the other day. It's what has it? I know a milk does a body good, but damn, girl, how much milk you been drinking?
Yeah,
That's gonna work.
Let me write that down.
All right, let's do that. Let's talk about pickup lines right now, Carrie. Give me some good ones.
Oh, here's my favorite. I was in the grocery store, and this guy goes, "You are so hot that if you were in the frozen food section, you would melt all the stuff."
That would be the menthol strips. That's what he's talking about.
It's the menthol strips.
I was just like, "Yeah, here's my number," and he never called. So that was weird.
Have you ever?
I had good lines like on my profile when they were like, "What are you looking for in a guy?" And I was like, "Somebody who's willing to lie about how we met." You know.
Oh, that's good.
Because the internet, they have the best lines. You talk about that pina colada. One guy wrote me and he's like, "Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Oh,
you
man.
Know, are you not into yoga?" And he's like, "I have a hut in Uganda and you can be my wife. I will send for your things shortly. We will have a nice life."
Jeez.
I was like, wow, he used music and rhyme.
What are some of the lamest pickup lines? Like, there's that whole, was your father a thief? And they go,
"Yeah, do you have a dime so I can call my mother and tell her I met the woman of my dreams?"
Yeah.
Are your parents terrorists? Because you'd a bomb.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one that I find never works is, "Hi, my name's Gordo."
Never works, hey, Gordo?
Never works.
Honesty.
He's so honest. What's your number? Because I lost mine or whatever. I don't know. All that kind of stuff, right?
I would always fall for, like, "Hi." You know, that would do it for me.
Yeah, you had me. You had me at hello.
Here's my number. I'm needy. Yeah. How about I have cash and a 401k plan? That would do it.
Oh, you kill me.
The older I got, the less the pickup lines really were needed. I'm like, "English, optional. I'm open." Yes.
Can you fog a mirror?
I know.
Which,
like,
is why...
Jesus? Okay, good.
That's why you married Ron. The English thing was not obviously a block, was
the
it?
English, no. He was just feeding me Krispy Kreme donuts, like, for an extended period of time.
All right, now...
Our wedding cake was made of Krispy Kreme donuts, actually.
That'd be great. A huge Krispy Kreme donut.
Did it have the fresh hot side?
We really did. We had a 6-foot cake, and it was all Krispy Kremes because we didn't want to pay the cake cutting fee for the caterer.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, we'll show you. And we charged cover at our wedding, and we had a 2-drink minimum, so it was good.
Oh, man. All right, listen, tell me more about this book, because it's perplexing yet delightful, I think.
Well, I really appreciate you doing what the publicist told you to. It's Hawker book.
Yeah.
Because Zondervan published it, and the publisher said to me, we're afraid of this book. It scares us, and that's why we're going to publish it, because we've never read anything so, like, crazy. And I was like, good, because singles are crazy. Gordo, admit it, you know. And so
yes.
Basically, it's just been like, because all the singles, Gordo, will you not admit that we have stuff we go through, and I'm sick of all the married people trying to give us advice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not men rejecting you, it's God protecting you. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Child care on New Year's Eve, all right? I'm sick of major holidays, like me being the babysitter. Don't trust me with your children, seriously.
Tell me, Carrie, tell me about the worst date you've ever been on.
Well, I went on a date, and I learned the term on this date. It was called metrosexual. Have you heard that? Have you heard that
yes,
term?
Yes.
Actually, that's all three.
Guys,
that's all three of us. That's how we are.
You guys, metro. Seriously, I cannot date you, you pretty boy. This guy was totally like, we had sushi, and if I spilled the soy sauce, I knew the date was over. Like, he was taking his diet pills, and he was like, I usually only date models. I'm like, wow, do they not need to form sentences? I was like, what is it with you? Like, do you play for the other team? He's like, no, I just have a personal shopper and 57 pairs of jeans. And he's like, your belt doesn't match your purse. Like, he noticed that my belt didn't match my purse.
I hate when that happens.
Like, and then one time I was on a date and the check came and I said, let me get that. And he let me get that. And that was horrible because that is not what let me get that.
See, that's my dream date right there.
Yeah, let me get that is like, I'm going to leave the tip on our eighth date, and we're going to call that even, all right? Well, like, one time the guy was trying to take my leftovers. I was like, you don't get my veal scallopini. I looked at your stupid Star Trek collection. My roommate was at the Macaroni Grill. I was at Olive Garden. We were going to have a buffet, and he was trying to mess with me. Sorry.
Okay, stop. You're killing me. Oh, my goodness.
Why are you bringing up all my baggage?
Well, because I find it very fascinating. One of my worst dates was when I was walking along the beach at a pretty good clip, and I was nervous. My buddy said, if you're ever nervous on a date with a girl, you just give them compliments. It's all you got to do. And we were walking at a pretty good pace down in California, and I got panicky because there was a lull in the conversation, and I looked over and said, gee, for a fat girl, you don't sweat much.
Oh, you're so wrong. That is so wrong.
Listen, I want to know how much pressure your mom is now putting on you to have chillin'.
Did she call on the honeymoon? Yes, she did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? I'm like, not what you think I am. Call back. seriously. I was like, Mom, I can't even water my plants. Like, if I had kids, I would totally lose them in the mall.
Right.
You can give a baby a cell phone, and they can do their thing, and you shop the way you want to.
Sure,
you know that my mother went to the pet store when I was a baby, true story, and got a dog leash and carried me around on a leash in the mall?
Yeah.
Like, she would get sued now to do that, but back in the 70s, like, it was okay.
Sure, sure. But is she putting pressure on you to have chillin' now?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
The wedding was just a means to get the grandkids, and I was like, Mom, if you get grandkids, like, what are you going to do with them? You can't go outlet shopping with them like you do now. She's like, that's what we'll get the nanny, and she'll help raise the children. I'm like, that's so beautiful and biblical.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that Ron will be a really good mom, and I think that he will raise our children because he's, like, got that – he is a child. Like, he's, like, a big kid, and so I'm thinking he could relate to them on their level.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. I just don't – I want to not do the pregnancy thing, so we're trying to find a way – maybe if we go to Europe, like, where Ron could do the pregnancy thing, and then, we'll work it out that way.
But then he'd have to grow his armpit hair, right? You know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, your television appearances, you're famous, right? I mean, you're just, let's talk about it.
Well, yeah, my publicist thinks I am.
No, you are. You're just the cat.
I'm going to be at the Gospel Music Awards doing the pre-show next week.
Yeah, what's that all about?
That's fun. I was hoping you could tell me. It's like Christian music, and I got to learn about it in 3 days.
Oh, you know what? You and I, we're in the same boat on that one.
What are we going to do? And I'm hosting.
I don't know. I've already said to people, I'm going to hitchhike out of town and try to find some people that live at trailer parks and find out if their family tree branches, you know.
Seriously. Yeah. Well, I'm from the South. I know about trailer. We go to trailer parks, family reunions, hit on people. Drew, I didn't know what to do. I just know that I had to buy a lot of sequins and rhinestones and have really big hair and go to Nashville.
Yeah.
The higher the hair, the closer to God. Is that what they say?
I think that's how it works, yeah.
But so Yeah, they asked me to do that, and I guess it was kind of a big deal because I got a lot of hate mail, like, I can't believe you're hosting pre-show, and I'm not. But I'm like, sorry, Ron. But,
oh, man. She's working her pre-show material on
already,
us.
Yeah.
Man.
Actually, no, I just thought of that. It's pretty good.
Okay. Very excellent.
Ron's coming with me, and he's going to be wearing sequins, too. So
big hair?
All right, so if you're doing the schmooze thing and doing the pre-show deal, like, when are you arriving, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday night, like really late. Actually.
Right. Okay, because you know I want to hang out with Ron because he's
Ron. Yeah. Ron's the man. You should totally hang out with Ron, and then you could like you know women bash like you've been doing for this past half hour.
Oh come on now.
We haven't even started. Come on.
We're just getting warmed up.
That's after you hang up.
Yeah. After I hang up, they're like she's nuts.
Well, no, we'll say that before you hang up.
Yeah. I
want to know about the Tonight Show, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Yeah, I did my 28th episode 2 weeks ago, and I do, like, characters for Jay, and I've been doing that for, like, 5 years. So I play everyone from, like, Jenna Bush. I was doing all the Jenna and Bush Girls skits, and then Jenna Bush got mad and then asked Jay to stop doing them, and Jay's, like, too nice a guy to not do them. So then I moved on to, like, doing Tanya Harding and, like, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz and Jay's prom date and, like, you name it. So we do, like, Saturday Night Live kind of sketches.
Beautiful.
It's fun, and he's really nice, and you get to meet good, like, if you hang out enough, you get to meet the guests, and I've met, like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and John Travolta. And
I'm sure Ron was thrilled about that.
Ron, whatever, if they pay for dinner, Ron's like, I don't care.
They pay for dinner.
Ron's like, bring me the veal scallopini, honey, work what you have to work, own it, wear the sequins. He shakes everybody's hand every day when he comes on the set. It's the nicest set in the world. Like, I used to work on other shows, and people are miserable and bitter. And Jay's set, they've all been there for 20 years. Some of the guys are from Carson, and they love Jay. I mean, he's just, like, one of those nice people. Like, really, like, everyone else is fake and horrible, but Jay's really nice.
As nice as maybe me?
Yeah, Drew Marshall, yes, actually. And Jay has never called me crazy.
No.
You're famous, Drew Marshall.
I am.
My mother's very excited that I'm on the Drew Marshall show.
Oh,
right
whatever,
now.
Whatever.
My mom called this morning. She called this morning at 8 o'clock because she didn't want to miss it.
Yeah.
And she has friends in Canada. She's like, when are you going to be on the radio? Because I'm going to be on the internet.
Okay, does your mom realize we don't stream live?
Well, now she does.
She does.
She's probably trying to. You know what? That's what the beep is. That's your mom trying to call through.
No, I kid you not. Are you having my friend Michael Jr. on your show today?
Yes, a little bit later at around 4 o'clock, we'll have him on the show. Michael Jr.
Very funny man.
Is he?
Very, very funny, yes. Not as funny as me and Ron at all, but we did a benefit with Michael. We raised money for Haiti so God wouldn't send us to Haiti, but we all did a benefit show together.
Oh, sorry, did you say Hades or Haiti?
Haiti.
I thought you said Hades. So
I don't want to go on any mission trips where I have to shovel or anything.
No.
So, or make soup. Like I don't. I do like a manicure ministry once a week and spa day for Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, can I give out my website, Drew, so people can email me?
I would actually like to do that on your behalf.
Well, thank you.
It is carriepalm.com. Carriepalm.com. That's Carrie with an I, folks. Carriepalm.com.
A-E-R-R-I.
Yeah. And quite a lovely website. Very thorough. Lots of lovely pictures of you. You are blessed with some beauty, which brings into question why or how you got hooked up with Ron. I mean, seriously.
Ron said at our wedding, he said, this is what he said to everybody at the whole wedding. He goes, I'd like to thank my saved friends for praying for us, and I'd like to say to my unsaved friends, and he pointed to me and goes, now do you believe in God? Please? He's like, who did their quiet time now?
Oh man, are you good? Are you going to tour together? Is that the plan? Is it, like this is just
together.
One of those celebrity marriages that's going to boost your careers,
it's
right?
Totally fake. We're not even really married. You know, we tour together now, and we are totally available to come to Canada. So if anyone's listening, we will work for the exchange rate and food.
Nice.
But yeah, we do marriage conferences and singles conferences and comedy shows, and then we also tour the clubs, like the comedy clubs out there.
Right.
But yeah, it's fun because you know he does his spiel, and then I come up and fix it, and we, you know.
The comedy scene. Do you have like the real comedians? The real, you know, the
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. Not us. Like, we're the fake ones.
Yeah. The non-Jesus comedians, you know, the guys that do the thing.
They're real, and we're the ones going to heaven, Drew.
I know. But do they give you the gears about being all Jesus-y and clean and
no,
that stuff?
No, because if you're funny, you're funny. Like, my first manager, he's like, Carrie, if Jerry Seinfeld's Jewish, I don't care. He's funny. So basically, make them laugh, earn their respect on stage. They don't think of me as, like, Christian comic. They're like, oh, that's Carrie, she's funny. She happens to be Christian. So that's kind of how we do it. We don't preach at them, but if they want to talk to us after the show about why we're clean, that's our best opportunity.
Right, right, right. Just before we let you go, because we have gone way over time with you.
Call me anytime. I'll give you my home number.
Okay, all right. Here's the... I've already got your home number. What do you,
don't tell anyone on the air. Okay. Sell it on eBay, Drew.
Right, 1-900... What was it again?
976-AssyShingles.net.
Anyway, drop some names. Who are the famous people you schmooze with these days? I always like to hear
that. Well, you know, I was at the club and like Robin Williams was there, and you know, Chris Rock will pop it. I mean, if you're at the clubs in Hollywood, there's a very good chance that you're about to go on stage and Chris Rock will just show up, or Adam Sandler, and that you have to go on the same stage with them and you have to follow them. And you just do your best and then pray to God that the rapture happens right away.
Yeah. But,
you know, we've met amazing people. Ron's met a lot more because he's been doing the clubs longer than I have. But, you know, Sherry Shepherd, who is really a big name in Hollywood, she happens to also be a Christian, and she's been like a mentor to me. She's on Everybody Loves Raymond and Less Than Perfect. And
she's the partner to Robert.
Yeah.
Right, the cop partner.
She's like a big sister in comedy to me, and she showed me how to be clean and Christian and funny at the same time. And so, you know, so it's just a matter, like, we've been on film. I used to do acting, so I would work with, you know, people in films. But now that we're doing stand-up comedy, it's just a matter of, like, where God, if we're in a church one day and a club the next, wherever we can be used. And we're totally, did I mention we can do bar mitzvahs in Canada?
Right now. Oh, man.
The rent. And, yeah.
Beautiful.
We'll totally come to Canada.
Beautiful. Well, and that's why you're on the show up here. Seriously, other than the fact it's April Fool's Day, other than the fact you're incredibly hilarious and you happen to be a hottie as well.
And, oh, wait, Drew, my mother called me this morning and told me she won $100,000 in the lottery.
No way.
And she did it. It was April Fool's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How mean is that? I'm like, and I'm pregnant. Just kidding.
Oh. You are a sick human being. Okay, Carrie Pomerelli.
Yeah,
comedian, actress, writer, author, speaker,
yes.
Veteran of theater, television, and film. Able to come to your party, folks. She has this tremendous book out.
Called
If I'm Waiting on God, Then What Am I Doing in a Christian Chat Room? And it is a Zondervan publication. A tremendous read. You'll bust a gut at least three times. And are you happy?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love it. Go to Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Go to CarriePalm.com. I think we've plugged you enough. What do you think?
Drew, I'm good. I'm going to go shopping.
Okay, all right. Carrie, listen, I really hope we get a chance to hook up in Nashville
next week.
Okay.
Gordo, stay strong.
Okay.
Thanks.
Don't settle.
All right. See you, Carrie.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted.
That was the most exhausting 45 minutes I've ever had.
And you talk the least.
Yeah. I mean, why would you want to talk over that? Plus, there was a time delay thing there. It was a bit. Anyway, we're going to take a break on the Drew Marshall Show. A well-deserved break, I might add. And when we come back from our wee break, we're going to get your phone calls, folks. A chance for you to phone in on this April 1st Fool's Day special. Most embarrassing moments is what we're looking for, people. We got prizes to give away, CDs, Mark Lowry, DVDs, and all sorts of neat things we can give away. If you make us laugh, you give us a bit of a chuckle, if you even just call in, you know, that's how desperate we are, really. 905-338-1250, 905-338-1250. Looking for most embarrassing moments, it's your turn on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Blah, blah, blah. It's all about what Drew thinks. Let's hear from you. Call now at
905-338-1250. My name is Gary Munnings. I'm in a family business called Iseco Safety Shoes. My dad started the business in 1938. I think he had $27 in his pocket. Iseco is a company that has always kind of felt that they were safety people first and retailers or wholesalers second. Now, it's one thing to just go and sell a product, but it's another thing to try to think of the safety of the men and women that you're selling your product to. It's kind of nice to know when those people are going past you and out to their cars and home that you're sending them home safe to their families. We are the only ones in our field that are ISO certified. What it means means is that you're a quality company, that you do the same thing time after time so that a company can have the confidence that you are going to be there when you say you're going to be there. You're going to operate in the way you've always operated. You're going to give them the service and the delivery that they've always been used to, and you're going to give them the quality. And they know that when they buy from you, it's going to be safe footwear for their employees. They can also know by the name Iseco that we stand behind anything that we sell. I know that it's a term that's used very loosely in a lot of advertising, but we honestly do stand behind our product and our people and our service 100%.
To find a location near you, go to www.iseco.com.